Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, hot. How are you?
I think that's an understatement of the century, and apparently it's going to get worse on the weekend. But
Really? Okay.
Talking about things that are bad, I'm sensing a lot of anger in the world this afternoon. Wow, everybody I speak to is angry. How can they take money from police and education and plow it into SAA? Who is thinking that this is a good idea and why?
Well, I'll tell you who's thinking it's a good idea is my new sort of enemy number one is Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan, who has taken a swipe at at the opposition and other analysts' criticism of the funding. And said,
yes, he says you have a lack of insight and financial literacy.
And an understanding of governance processes. He may well choke on that in due course. It's quite interesting because the Deputy Finance Minister says, no, the money is earmarked for SAA is not a bailout. It is needed for the airline to meet its financial obligations, including to retrenched workers and customers who have paid for flights. So believe whoever you know, it's up for grabs, I guess. But there is something, as Jordan Hill Lewis of the DA said, it's an immoral choice that the ANC is making. You're cutting the policing budget by 1.2 billion, the education budget by 1.4 million, and here, interestingly, courts and prosecuting authority by 1.2 billion. Now, the thing about that is, would we know that the NPA boss, Shamina Batoy, has begged for more money, that having her budget stay constant or even reduce is disastrous because they desperately need the money to put in place people who can prosecute. And God knows we need prosecution skills.
Explain this man to me then, because I'm utterly confused. Here he was like the ultimate flag, what's the word, whistleblower on state capture, the hero. He had all of our support. And then this, what is going on in his mind?
I think that, you know, the two things we need to bear in mind. I think in terms of, you know, comparison to many of his colleagues, he's not someone we would consider as corrupt. And I think that's where his reputation was derived from. But I think he's stubborn. And I think he's probably got a very overinflated ego amongst other things. Because I don't think he realizes how sort of offensive those comments are. I mean, somebody said today that, you know, the SAA hasn't made a profit for 9 years. We've had COVID. Things were bad before COVID. COVID will take the profits out of almost every airline that will be flying. So why SAA thinks, or why Gordhan thinks that SAA is going to somehow become profitable in anything that remotely resembles in the near term is an absolute mystery to me.
What's his history? Does he in fact come out of the South African Communist Party, or is that just a
story? I think he does. I don't think he has formal membership anymore, but I think he does, and I think he's very much a dedicated socialist. And what we're seeing now is decisions that I think we would largely see as completely counter to what the country needs and what can spur growth. I mean, when you start cutting out of every budget other than public enterprises itself, something is really wrong. And I'm wondering whether something is not really wrong with it we don't know about. It's just so distasteful.
It's so distasteful and it's so incomprehensible. You've got an ANC government who's got in on the backs of the poor and the disenfranchised. What do they tell their electorate when they go out to ask for their vote? Well, people are hungry, but SAA is flying to Port Elizabeth. How do you justify that?
Well, the point is we've spoken about it before. SAA, whether you like it or not, it's rich man's transport.
Sure.
It can be filled by the public sector. The poor man's transport, by and large, which is the metro trains, is absolutely almost destroyed, and yet, you know, they are looking at sort of partnerships, etc. Although, you know, I'll believe yes, it when I see it. But that's not. But that's not where the money's going. It does.
It leaves one absolutely speechless. And in fact, maybe that's exactly where we will leave it. Maybe we will play out with something happy and positive, because goodness knows there are enough idiots. There's enough idiots in Parliament. Sorogon, we've got to move you out of Parktown North. If it's not Hardy Dars 1 week, it's aeroplanes the next. A very noisy suburb you live in.
You should hear the dogs next door.
Sorry, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for your input. And, look forward to chatting to you next week.